Well, let's bring on our next guest. I want to talk to L.A. Justice. She wrote a book, A Slimmer You. And
don't you wish you had a name like that?
I love that name, L.A. Justice. That's like professional athlete name.
Like a wrestler.
A wrestler or like a hot, you know, like...
Stripper?
Like
a, you think she no, could be a stripper?
No, like a musician or some sort of musician or singer.
L.A. Justice?
L.A. Justice. I like
or
that
like
a
maybe a crime fighter.
There used to be a band called L.A. Guns a long time ago.
How about a crime
back
fighter?
Back in the 80s.
Maybe
crime
she's
fighter.
A superhero.
L.A. Justice. A super. Yeah, that's right. L.A., welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Can we call you L.A.? Or how
absolutely.
Maybe it's
absolutely.
Law.
No, it's
what,
not.
Yeah, call me Law.
Lala?
Oh, actually, what I get is you sound like a TV show. But it's, they're thinking about L.A. Law.
No, that's,
oh,
no,
right,
yeah,
man.
But
and
I would,
actually,
I like
and actually,
it better as a...
Remember Chris Darden from the O.J. trial?
Yeah.
Well, he wrote a book called L.A. Justice.
So how did
about you?
Oh, well, I wrote him a letter for a cease and desist.
There you
oh,
go.
Really?
Well, remember, O.J. wanted the orange juice companies to,
yeah.
you know, to pay him royalties.
Right.
Right.
So.
The same thing, right?
Anyway, yeah.
I like
I wrote this under one of my pen names, Leanne Wright. I'm a professional writer, so I have
how many names do you
names.
Have? How many?
Really?
Four.
And you have four names?
Yeah.
That,
and how many states are you wanted in?
Well, I'll tell you what happened is I used to write these self-help books for Globe Communications, and those are the little dollar books you get at the supermarket. And I wrote so many of them that at any given time, four titles that I'd written were out there. So the editor said, well, we can't, it looks like we only have one writer. So I'm Emily Lee for all my Chinese books, and Anne Liberty, and Leanne Wright, and L.A. Justice.
Now, do you have to, obviously you have books in different languages, right? Are there
No. Chinese horoscope, you know. That
the horoscope.
Oh. Yeah,
it's the Globe. It's like right. the National Enquirer of...
Yeah, the Examiner.
Right. Oh, nice.
Right.
So now you have 93 tips.
93 tips. I mean, I actually had 365, and I thought that was overwhelming.
Yeah, you don't
So you broke it down to 93.
She'll have four versions of it now.
Well, what I figured is if, you know, people like this, then I'll give them 93 more.
So tell us, give us an example, like 93, give us three. Give us like, do you have them broken down to like your best ones?
Well, actually, you have the book, and in the back, all 93 are summarized. But for instance, change the way you approach food by making healthy choices, and that includes reading labels. And I think that most people just eat what they like, and they don't pay attention to the content. So, for instance, let's say you like cookies. I'm a cookie monster myself.
You like cookies? What's your poison when it comes to cookies?
Well, I can't eat what I really, really
chocolate,
want.
Chocolate chip? What do you? What,
yeah, the
Girl Scout.
Chocolate chip cookies. But they're very fattening, or the pecan sandies. So you have to look at the back of the package. I end up eating the dull, the ginger snaps, which are okay. You can get used to anything. But I can eat six of those for 100 calories, or I can eat one half a chocolate chip cookie for 100 calories.
Nice.
So you have to know what you're eating.
Yes.
It's important. And one thing that the manufacturers do when they do those labels is they try to keep it to about 100 calories. So now you have to look at the portion size. So let's say you like cereal in the morning, which I do. You can eat Cheerios. You can get a whole cup of Cheerios for 100 calories. Or you can get a quarter of a cup of granola for 100 calories. But if you ate a whole cup of granola... You're eating 400 calories.
Or you can have six ginger snaps.
Or you can have six ginger snaps.
Now, how
and
did,
a cup of coffee.
Now, how did you get into the weight loss business, the losing weight book business?
Well, because those mini-mags that I used to write, lose 30 pounds in 30 days, how to have a flatter tummy, blah, blah, blah. And so many people told me that they really enjoyed the way I wrote, and they were so well written that I figured, well, let me go ahead and take all this knowledge that I have and put it to good use and write a real book.
Nice.
Now, you see, it's a slender volume because I try to keep everything simple.
And slender is good because that's what you're promoting.
That's what you're promoting. And, you know, at my job here at the tabloids, I get so many weight loss books that are so full of information that's hard to process.
Right.
BMI, what is that? You know, body mass index, how do you figure it? Who cares?
Right.
Who cares? Tell me. Give me the, you know, it's like when you, give me the keyboard shortcuts.
Right.
Right.
Give me the shortcuts.
You talk about there's four types of eaters.
Right. Okay, we're going to the four types of eaters.
Yeah,
right.
Tell us now, are you sure there's only four? There's not 93 types of eaters?
Oh, there's 93. There's 93. But, I mean, some people eat standing up. Some people just like to eat out of the refrigerator. One thing that's important to do, and here's another tip, is don't eat in front of the TV. It's distracting.
Yeah.
Don't eat and drive.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's good for the insurance business, right?
And don't eat and drive and text at the same time.
Yeah. No, you're
what
right.
What about eating and texting?
Yeah, texting. Just not while you're driving. Another thing that people do is they skip breakfast. They say, I'm going to save some calories, I'm going to eat. I'm going to skip breakfast. Bad, bad, bad. Because by lunch, you're ravenous.
Yeah, it almost seems like when it comes to food, people really, you know, like their whole lives are planned out. You know, they have the kids, they got to take them to practice, they got events they got to do. But when it comes to eating, people kind of go, you know what, I really don't have to plan this out. And the reality is you really do have to plan it out. You really do have to plan. You know, you gotta know where you're going to be and not get stuck in a situation where you're going to make bad choices.
Right, because if you're at work and you're hungry and you haven't brought a snack, a fruit or something, or rice cakes and a little peanut butter, you're going to go to the vending machine.
Right.
And there's nothing in that vending machine that you should be eating.
Right. It almost seems like that your car should now become equipped with a refrigerator.
A microwave.
A freezer. You really should have
a George Foreman grill.
Even though you shouldn't be eating in the car, you really should have the stuff, the wherewithal to make food wherever you are.
Well, you know, one thing you should do is carry those, the health bars. I like the South Beach ones. They're really pretty good, and they fill you up. You should have, every woman should have one of those in her purse, and every man should have one in his briefcase. Because when you're stuck, that's a really good substitute. It takes the edge off. And you should never get to the point where you're so hungry you want to gnaw somebody's arm off.
Now,
because arms are very fattening.
Now, did you
get, arms are very fattening.
Now, did you get that?
More so.
Is that tip also in your book, What Women Really Want and How They Get It? They should really have a snack bar in there?
I do. I have a whole section in that. That book is kind of out of print. You can find it for 99 cents online. But for any of your listeners who order my book off of the web, I did put that book on CD, and you will get a free copy of that. So that's a $15 value that you're going to get at no cost. And there is a whole section in there on health. And why that is important is that CD is a motivational CD. So it will help you jumpstart your diet. And I use the word diet loosely because I never recommend diets to anybody.
Right.
A diet is a no-win.
Now, when you were creating these diets for the
Diet to no win.
What?
What's that?
A diet to no win.
The reason diet to no win is because now you're restricting food, and the minute you restrict food, you want it.
Right. But when you were creating these, you know, how to lose 30 pounds in 30 days, were you test driving them yourself? Were you like, okay, I'm going to see if I can lose 30 pounds in 30 days on this stuff?
Well, if I lost 30 pounds, I would pretty much evaporate.
You don't have 30 pounds. There's nothing to lose.
I don't have 30 pounds to lose. And it's interesting because people go, oh, you're so lucky. You're so thin. And I look at them and I go, luck has nothing to do with it. I watch everything I eat and I exercise every single day.
What kind of exercise do you do?
Well, I go walking every morning before I come to work.
Do you use the walking sticks? The poles?
Pole walking?
Do you do pole walking?
No, I live in Florida. It's nice and flat. So I go out and I feed the birds. I walk around a lake. Right now we have ducks. They've all had their little babies. But, I mean, it's a glorious way to start a day. I walk in the evening after dinner. So I do 2 miles. There's 2 miles. I work out with those rubber bands. You know, the stretch bands.
Right.
For the upper body. And then I belong to an inline skate group, so I go inline skating and I go to
roller derby?
How cool is that?
You know, I did. I did the roller derby up in Orlando for a story that I wrote for a magazine. And let me tell you, they threw me down to the ground.
You're kidding me. That's great.
You can work out with a DVD at home. Dancing is fabulous exercise, especially salsa dancing.
Salsa, yeah.
The fat
guy loves the salsa.
He does it great. And salsa is very good to eat as well.
Well,
in fact, you should put that on your baked potato and not sour cream and save 100 calories.
That's a good one.
That's a good tip. That's a great tip. That's for a slimmer you.
Yeah.
And you can get a slimmer you at smartbooksusa.com. What's the best
place
to buy it?
SmartBooksUSA.com. It's right now. It's only sold over the internet at my website.
Okay.
And it's definitely worth it. It's a cheat sheet for losing weight.
Is that your website?
Yes, SmartBooksUSA is my website.
I got it. Very good. And also, L.A., I didn't know that you're in Florida. It really should be FLA, Justice.
Yes, it should.
Lee, what do you think?
L.A. and FLA.
That's it. Like Flo Rida.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I heard your previous guest is going to be on every month, and I think I should be on every month with more tips.
Do you think?
What do you think, Lee?
I don't know.
L.A. Justice? I mean, you have the name for it. I like the name. That's a great name.
I don't know if you can get us mentioned in some of those magazines where we might be able to work
if you can put Dr. Fitness and Britney Spears in an article, that would
be together.
Awesome.
Like rumored.
We're going to hook you up.
That would be great. That would be.
We got a deal.
If you can create any sort of crazy.
Photo, I'll write the caption.
Well, I can get the photo out of my Photoshop in about 15 minutes.
There you go.
Well,
you're in.
Make sure you check out A Slimmer You at SmartBooks USA. L.A., thank you so much for coming
on
the show.
Guys.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Same here.
And also, can you get the motivational CD also at the website, too?
No, but if you order the book, I will send it to you with your book.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
How nice is that?
She's very generous.
Yes. I love a giver. I love it.
Thank you,
L.A. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Ciao.
Bye.
Make sure you check out A Slimmer You at SmartBooksUSA.com. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at DrFitnessAndTheFatGuy.com. Yeah, a lot of fun. That was great.